Donate and listen to the podcast at WRWL.org.
All right, we are back, and here's what I have, Joe, in my hand. It's from FedEx, and it's a tracking. Now, we ordered a large amount of 2,000 Mule DVDs.
Right.
And so here we were supposed to get them in Saturday, but they didn't come. So here we got, I got this email today, and it says Monday, May 16th, 11:11 a.m., delivered, Newberry, Ohio, package delivered to recipient address release authorized. Well, right at that time, there was a FedEx truck there at the church, but it didn't have those DVDs. The only thing it had on it was a big box of office supplies. It was, the padded envelopes that we mail things out in. And so there was no...
Did the driver explain this to you?
Pardon?
Did the driver explain how...
No, the driver... I wasn't there when the driver got there. And as far as the driver had, he only had what... He delivered what he had on his list. And so here, this email came after the driver had left. So we've got a tracker on it to find out. Now, here's why I'm concerned, because this has happened in the past. But these woke corporations have said they're going to work together to do all they can to stop the distribution of these 2,000 Mule DVDs. They said they're going to work together. So I'm concerned about that. And, folks, because we're going to have those DVDs. And Pledge Week, for all you folks that have already made a pledge out there of $60 or more, all of you that made a pledge of $60 or more, if you would like one of those DVDs, then just let us know, because we're sooner or later we're going to get them, okay?
We hope.
Yeah, no.
I mean, that's the intent, but boy, I'll tell you what, just from what you're saying, I'm highly suspicious. We've been hit with a lot of different things, and they might do everything possible to make sure that delivery gets lost or misplaced or something.
Yep, I know. And so, anyhow, folks out there, keep that in prayer. We want to get our DVDs in. So all of you that have made that pledge tonight, and pledged $60 or more, all you need to know is let us know that you want that DVD. We'll eventually get them in. So we're looking at, I was told, well, that they maybe brought it maybe to Newberry, but sometimes they bring it to a post office. FedEx will work through, but I don't know. Because here's the dates, ready? It's got on Monday, May 16th, 7:23 a.m., Bedford Heights, local FedEx facility. 7:28 a.m., on FedEx vehicle for delivery. 7:41 a.m., shipment arriving on time. 11, Bedford Heights, 11 a.m., package delivered. That's what they've got down, so we'll see what happens. We're gonna keep on top of this, because we already paid for it all in advance.
Of course.
And so,
and remember those numbers: 1-888-677-9673. That's 888-677-9673, and 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110. We've got to keep Randy and Lisa out of trouble back there. You guys, if the phones aren't ringing, those two are going to cause more trouble than you will imagine.
All right, and Carl in Cleveland pledges 500. Carl in Cleveland pledges 500.
All right.
Now, folks out there, I know that you're listening to me, because I have a severe case of hay fever, okay? I have, and I'm very well aware of it. Believe me, I'm very well aware of it. Now, I've been dealing with it. In fact, Nurse Conley just gave me some stuff here to help with that. But you don't have to call me and let me know. People are calling me and telling me that I don't sound well. I know I don't sound well.
Okay. We're working at it.
Okay.
Haven't sounded well for a while.
Right. Well, I haven't had this stuff. I've had this stuff for 10 days now. And it's been really, really tough. And what happened was some of the other fellows that were working with me, you know, we put in that big garden, that raised platform garden, and planted a lot of flowers down around the church. And so many other fellows, you know, of course, there were a lot of chemtrails. I mean, a lot of chemtrails, more than you ever saw. And so many other fellows got the same thing, just like I did. And they think it's more than just hay fever. They think there's something going on.
And they're right.
You have the one fella, his skin got very oily, and he got very sick.
And over time, it's my belief, and, you know, it's a supposition on my part, but everybody is going to be suffering from signs and symptoms of what they call long-haul COVID. You know, so my recommendation is that even though you may not have this active poison in your system, we're still being exposed to a lot of other poisons from the air and from the variants that are being created by the people that are vaccinated. And I was very sick with this at the beginning of October for about 3.5 weeks. Went on the ivermectin once a week. I'm increased that to twice a week. But I don't have a lot of mucus or anything like that, but I need that. Ivermectin is antiviral, antibacterial, it's anti-cancer. It will clear your body of things that don't belong in there.
Well, I definitely need that. So keep us in prayer, folks. Really, I have to get up very, very early in the morning and head down. We have two men in the prison hospital. One of them has stage 4 pancreatic cancer. He's not going to be with us. He's asking to see me. And the other fella has got a hole in his back about the size of my fist the last time I saw him. And it was, he's got all kinds of ailments. So we're going to go and pray over those men tomorrow morning. We have to leave very early. So keep us in prayer with that if you could, because, boy, you know, it's one thing to work and when you're feeling decent, but boy, it's hard when your health's not there. Okay, Carl in Cleveland pledges $500. Thank you, Carl. Now, Christian denied a driver's license. State cites U.S. federal law 666.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, Joe. Talk about it.
Okay. This gentleman has been driving in Arizona for 40 years. He turned 65, so his driver's license expired. And during all the years that he was driving, turns out they implemented a requirement for a Social Security number. And he's a fundamentalist, and he said, my security is in God, not the state. And so he's never had a Social Security number and never dealt with the government. And so they're not going to give him, make a long story short, not going to let him have a driver's license. And he drives around some old people, helps them go shopping, do different things. Now, interesting, they quoted the federal law that the Arizona Department MVD cites for authority is USCA 666. Think about that. That is the statute that they quote. The Arizona revised statutes, and they call on the United States Code USCA 666, and he says right there proves that I'm right by not taking the Social Security number when the federal statute is 666, the mark of the beast, and we see that in Revelation 13, verse 18. Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. So what's he going to do? Well, he's going to try and find a good attorney and he's going to civil rights attorney and try to have this law ruled unconstitutional. But I found that story very interesting, didn't you?
Yeah.
Federal law is the number of the beast.
Here's an article. Democrats are in some serious trouble. New NBC poll, 75% of Americans say country is on the wrong track under Obama Biden.
Yeah.
Well, I got news for Christina Lila that wrote the article. They're in much bigger trouble with God. The Democrats are in real trouble with God.
Yeah.
They're a bloodthirsty people. They're a very sinful people. They're a very rebellious people. And the Democrats are in real trouble with God.
Well, so are some of our businesses. We've got groups like Amazon, Levi Strauss, and different other companies are spending up to $4,000 to pay to have their employees be able to have abortions or travel to if the Roe v. Wade happened, as they outlaw Roe v. Wade, to send them to a state where they can have an abortion or sex operations.
And the other company that was added today that it has the same employee policy is Starbucks.
Starbucks, so of course, that would, yeah, that, mm-hmm. that's right in with Levi and, yeah. Hey, but there is people fighting back. 17,000 doctors are calling for an end to this COVID emergency. And one of the people leading, of course, is our Dr. Robert Malone, the inventor of the technology behind the vaccines. And you got to hear the wording that the government policies are the culmination of a corrupt medical alliance of pharmaceutical, insurance, healthcare institutions, and the financial trusts and that control them. They have infiltrated the medical system, and they are protected and supported by an alliance of big tech, media, academics, government agencies who have all profited from this orchestrated catastrophe. They're calling it a corrupt alliance. These, and they're basically coming out and they said, hey, this whole thing is all the people suffering, the health damage, death, because they withheld critical and time-sensitive treatments or therapies or injections. And they say these 17,000 global physicians and scientists represent a larger community, and they are charging Pfizer, Moderna, BioNTech, Janssen, AstraZeneca, and their enablers. They say they withheld and willfully omitted safety and effectiveness information from patients. Physicians should be indicted for fraud.
And because they are indicted for fraud, that takes away the immunity that these vaccine companies had that were given to them by the legislature. The other thing I want to mention is we're up to 15 countries that have totally lifted all COVID restrictions, calling COVID no more than the common flu, while the United States remains in the state that we're in, which is totally unwarranted.
Well, we're in the state of stupid, and, well, people are calling it stupid, but like Pastor Ernie says, Joe Biden is doing everything he can to destroy America. And here, I'll back that up with some more information. They interviewed a North Carolina farmer. He raises crops and cattle. And he's saying things are not sustainable, this inflation. He's saying his fertilizer costs are 3 to 4 times what it was last year. That's not just inflation, that is out of sight. A 275-gallon tote of generic weed killer last year was $1,400 for this 275-gallon weed killer that does a lot of acreage. This year, it's costing $10,000. Well, I've been a rancher, had cattle, and we can't pass the prices. The price of cattle is determined at the market, and right now cattle prices haven't gone up for the rancher at the sale barns. We're not getting any more for cattle than we did, and yet the cost to fertilize the hay fields, four times what we paid last year. And you can't just cut hay and not keep fertilizing or you destroy the land. The diesel cost is 2.5-3 times what it was. All the other factors that go into this are high. He's destroying farming and ranching in America. And all of you older seasoned citizens, your health care costs, there's a big article out in Fox Business News by Megan Henney, and this health care, get this, the average 65-year-old couple retiring this year can expect to spend an average of $315,000 in their health care and medical expenses during their retirement. And they're saying people, right now there's a Medicare increase 14.5% in your premiums.
Joe, I got to jump in and tell the folks right now that right now we're about 3,400 short of our goal. We have to, we have 3,400. We have 35 minutes, so that's about $100 a minute, about $100 a minute right now. So the numbers are 888-281-1110. That's 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. Folks, why don't you really disappoint the fake news media keeping us on the, by keeping us on the air?
Right.
Okay.
Well, see, well, this is what I was getting at here. The government's been hiding this. We're going to have this 14.5% increase on premiums for your Medicare, and they're saying inflation is 8.3%. Well, we've told you on this radio program that if you go back and look at the figures they used many, many years ago, it's double, more than double that. So if they say it's 8.5%, it's over 17%. And if you look at some of the other things with energy and cars and all kinds of things, some of those things are...
Joe, we have to really get into the lightning rounds. So Marilyn from Florida pledges 40. Anon from Oregon pledges 100. Anonymous in Dallas pledges 200. Gloria in Michigan pledges 40. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Nonprofit Watchdog uncovers $350 million in secret payments made to Fauci and Collins and others at the NIH. That's your tax dollars, folks.
Yeah, it was estimated that in 2021 he made about $36 million.
Yep. That's your tax dollars. Here's also planned predators, the most wicked, evil, ungodly, unclean, creeping, crawling purveyor of death in America and around the world, killed more people than any army. Planned Predator workers support child sex abuse and trafficking. Of course they do. And pedophilia. Of course they do. The entire Democratic Communist Party is filled with top to bottom with pedophiles. America's largest abortion, baby killers, is infested with workers who aid and abet child trafficking and terminating pregnancies for underage girls in the sex trade. A new investigation. We reported on this years ago. They were doing this years ago. We sent people in to them, and then they told them, pretending to be pregnant from, and talking to them and saying, "Well, you know, I'm, they're using me in prostitution," and they would send some pimps in there with them, and these women from Planned Parenthood, they love that, the fact that these girls were being forced, okay. To get pregnant. I mean, they're wicked. I mean, wicked. A new investigation has found Planned Predators not only turns a blind eye to child sex trafficking, but also supports it. Employees of the abortion provider have been caught time and time again helping child sex traffickers obtain contraceptives, sexually transmitted disease tests, and abortions for underage girls. The pro-life group Live Action obtained evidence back in 2011 against 8 Planned Predator staffers who aided in the child trafficking. Today, the number is much, much higher. New footage depicts Planned Predator employees giving advice to child sex traffickers about the best way to get an abortion in order to avoid detection by law enforcement.
And here in Ohio, we are in the top five for human trafficking. Our corrupt governor has made Columbus, Ohio, a sanctuary city.
There you go.
Columbus, Ohio. Well, while they're doing that, on the other hand, the DOJ is threatening those January 6th protesters with life imprisonment. Yep, they're calling, you remember, they've been screaming ever since that day about seditious insurrection, a true attempt to overthrow the United States government. Remember, we saw the videos of them, you know, waving the policemen, waving the people in, come on in, just be peaceful, all this stuff. But now they're going after especially these people with the Oath Keepers. And they are looking for life sentences upon conviction on some of the ones that are pleading innocent. And think about that, life imprisonment. And what did they do? Some of these people didn't break anything. They walked in. They didn't go through a barrier. They were let in by the Capitol Police. And yet they're now threatening these people if they don't plead guilty to life imprisonment. Folks, that's about, and they're also, if they don't plead, they're threatening to eliminate veterans' benefits, and some of those people are on a veterans' pension, disability pension, or retirement pension, and if they don't plead the way the government wants, they're going to take away their pensions. This is about as evil as anything I've ever seen, Pastor.
Well, the sleazy Joe Biden, he is an antichrist to the bone.
Sleazy isn't the word. This is cruel. This is evil. The wicked.
I know. And what they're trying to do, Joe, they're pushing. Like I told you, they want to start a civil war. They're like they wanted to do with these. You know, there's been a law stating that it's against the law for Democrats to go out and picket in front of the homes and trying to intimidate the Supreme Court or the senators and that. But we have a totally lawless government. Again, the we don't have a Department of Justice. It's been totally corrupted. It's filled with dirty cops. Okay, and again, here the hypocrisy is astonishing. And so, I had some articles here I wanted to hit on just a few minutes ago, but I'll find that again. But. Again, they're pushing hard. Here's a good example of what I'm talking about. More reaction. Chicago Mayor Lori Lesbian Lightfoot. She foments insurrection after accusing Trump of inciting violence for much less. What a wicked woman. What a wicked lesbian this woman is. She's promoting, look, you're Joe. It's a combat zone in there, but it's done on purpose. It's not that they can't stop it. They don't want to stop it. They're promoting that wicked, wicked woman.
It's promoting fear. It's promoting hatred. It's promoting dependency on government because the businesses are closing, and then what? People have to be on welfare. I mean, everything's designed. Everything that is happening today is designed to give more and more power to the federal government because we are in the middle of a communist revolution, a takeover of our way of life, folks. This is real. You're living it. And you better quit just watching it on television and get into the battle. We are in the middle of a fight for our very life.
And they're bringing in the Black Lives Matter people and Antifa from out of town. In speaking with the suburban policemen in the area around Cleveland, they are backing, you know, the Freedom Initiative. And for the most part in Cleveland here, everything's staying out of the suburbs because they don't dare come into some of the suburbs in Cleveland. They've tried it already in a suburb that I live in and the one adjoining mine. And basically, they had no success because the police departments basically said, leave, you're not welcome here.
Well, the county sheriffs all across the country are telling their people, arm yourselves and protect your property. That's what they're telling them, and that's what people are gonna have to do. I know out there, if they come in and out there where I'm at in our county, that's exactly what they're gonna run into. They're gonna, you know, they're gonna run into people saying enough is enough, and so, and again, you have the county sheriffs that, but folks, you got to do this. Listen, I know that some of you say, well, Pastor Lenny, my pastor said we're not supposed to fight back. You know, these prissy preachers. It's just an amazing thing. They don't have the courage to do, you know, to do what they should do. God's word, the Bible, is very, very clear, very, very clear. From Genesis to Revelation, resistance to tyranny is obedience to God. And failure to do that is disobedience. Now, we got, let me see, where do we leave off? Tony from Massachusetts pledges 100. Gail from Massachusetts pledges 100. Chris from San Antonio pledges 100. Stephanie from New York pledges 50. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Got to keep them coming, folks.
Need to remind the folks that when you donate, your donations go directly to paying bills. Nobody in this ministry in over 40 years, and especially Pastor Ernie, has never, ever taken a dime. And for ourselves, we all donate our own time, our own talent, and our own treasure to keep this thing going. We're working because the Lord called Pastor Ernie and those that work with him to be watchmen on the wall. And we exist with a partnership. We're doing the work, but we need you, the listeners, to your donations to pay the bill. And the big bill is the radio airtime. And this way we're not dependent on sponsors or these multinational corporations that are going woke who would not sponsor support us and many of the others that would get scared the minute we start telling the truth. You see what happens. Most people get scared and capitulate. Well, we never, never give in, and we will never quit telling the truth.
Absolutely, Joe. Here you go. 2,000 mules. Just the tip of the voter fraud iceberg. Michigan investigator reveals mountains and mountains of new evidence of 2020 election fraud. With the release of 2,000 mules, patriots around the country. By the way, let me stop right now. And you notice Fox News will not promote 2,000 mules. How many times have they had Dinesh D'Souza on there? But they will not promote. They've joined the fake news media. And they will not promote, and they will not allow him to do that on Fox News. And it shows you folks right now that they're not with us.
No.
Patriots around the country are seeing the truth about the obvious voter fraud that was caught on video at designated ballot boxes. The mules are those who were dropping fraudulent ballots into drop boxes. We know about these ones that were recorded and who were sloppy enough to keep their phones with them as they committed systematic voter fraud.
And they photographed it and had evidence so they could get paid, but they don't want you. What was it, Bill Clinton? Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
Yeah. You know? What is overlooked by many, though, is that there's much more voter fraud evidence from the 2020 election emerging. Patriots Joe Brandis, who has been investigating Michigan voter fraud since the 2020 election with Michigan Citizens for Election Integrity, says this is just the very tip of the voter fraud, of the iceberg of voter fraud evidence that is emerging every week about what is to come. And we're going to just keep on trying to report on it. Like we told you before, I'd like to make Brett Baer sit down and watch these 2020, but you notice they don't want to do that. They don't want to watch it. All right, we'll come into a break. We'll be back right after this with more.
I hear that train a-coming, it's coming around the bend. That train is called judgment, and it's here because of sin. You made the wrong decision, yes, you rejected Christ. Now that train is arriving, and it's a terrifying sight. There is no use in running, there is no place to go. Now you know you're hurt, You're reaping what you sow. You turned your back on Jesus. Didn't care why he died. But now you're really caring. Just listen to you cry. I see those lost folks dying. It's happening near and far. They're waiting now for judgment, and their sins as black as tar. You know you had it coming. You know you can't be free. It's a horrible place to be in, such torment and misery. Now call on the name of Jesus. Do it while there's time. He's your only hope now. You're at the end of the line. You may not see tomorrow. Your time is running out. Once you're in that hellfire, there ain't no getting out.
Alrighty, we are back, and let me see, where did I leave off, I believe? Was it, Chris? Wow. And you just turned that volume up way up. What's going on? Okay. We're picking it up with Doug in New Jersey pledges 200. Thank you, Doug. Alrighty. We are back, folks. We need right now 2,600, and we have approximately, 17 minutes, and yet we still need to raise 2,600. So please help us out.
The Lord says in Deuteronomy 16, chapter 16, verse 17, every man shall give as he is able according to the blessings of the Lord thy God, which he hath given thee. And some of us have been blessed, you know, with beautiful voices, beautiful faces, some with the ability to make a lot of money. We've all been given different talents. And some of you God has really blessed, and others we've gotten, I think, remember one time you and I were talking, this one older lady sent in everything she had left at the end of the month or something. It was like $2 or something, like, I can't remember exactly, but it was, we thought, the widow's mite. She gave everything that she had that month left over. And the Lord blesses you when you give. In Scripture it says that when you support a ministry doing his work, you get to share in the blessings of that ministry. Whether you donate $2 or $2,000, you get to share in the blessings. And we have the Right to Life ministry, prison ministry. There are people, King's Word School, the Bible, the radio ministry. Many of us work in hospice or have worked in hospice. Anything that good comes from anyone working in the ministry, God says, if you support us, you share in the blessings.
All righty, 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. Satanic Temple said his adherents should be permitted religious exceptions to perform religious abortion rituals in states that have put up barriers to controversial procedure. Responding to leaked Supreme Court opinion draft, that would overturn the bloody, bloody Roe v. Wade. TST said it was committed to protecting religious abortion access for its members. These are Satanists, folks. And you know what? Nasty Pelosi said basically the same thing.
Yeah, basically, she endorsed righteous anger at pro-abortion Supreme Court protesters. And she made the claim that once her party dispenses with overturning, getting what they want with Roe, they will aim at additional basic human rights being taken away.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi, her religion is Satanism. She's an extremely wicked, an extremely unclean, evil old lady. Joe, you and I saw her when she what she was really like.
Yeah,
out there, and that is a wicked, wicked, wicked woman. And so here, and she wants to. Yeah, they can't enough for a Democrat. You can't have enough. You can't have enough baby killing, and you can't have enough pedophilia. You can't have enough. You know,
sodomy.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, if God's word, the Bible calls it a sin, you can't have enough if you're a Democrat. Okay, Sarah from Michigan pledges $10. Thank you, Sarah. We're still short right now. We're still short. Folks, we need about 2,600, and we got about 14 minutes. We really need to hear from you.
Pastor, I can give you 100.
Okay, there you go. Elaine, Nurse Elaine, was 100 in. 100 in. Okay.
Match Nurse Elaine, so put Harriet and I down.
Okay, Pastor Joe and Harriet, for how much?
Get other people to match us.
For Harriet and Joe, for how much?
Same thing as Elaine. We'll match her.
Okay. All right. All right, there you go. So that puts us down to about 2,400. We need about 2,400.
Well, I've got a quick, interesting story I want you to comment on. Pulse's race at the new Erotic Pompeii exhibition is the title of the story. And to make a very long story short, they've been excavating the city of Pompeii, you know, where the volcanic eruption totally covered, buried, and destroyed the city. Well, as they started digging through, they found erotic images and statues everywhere. It turned out that there were all these sexual things in the taverns, in the baths, in private homes, erect penises, both male and female stuff. In other words, the entire city was a sensual, erotic. It was in every aspect of the city, everywhere they dug. And if you get thinking about it, here was probably one of the most wicked cities then from the archaeological digging. I don't want to describe too many things on the radio. Don't want to get in trouble. But they're showing this now, and the visitors are shocked with all the eroticism and everything. But think about it. The entire city was totally buried and wiped out, every man, woman, and child, and one of the world's most wicked cities. Food for thought, folks. This nation is trying to catch up with Pompeii, and hopefully we will not suffer the same fate.
Well, Drusilla, you noticed that one who was questioning Apostle Paul, Felix's wife, she ended up a very, very wicked woman. She ended up, after being warned, and that's where she lost it. She ended up her and her son being buried under the ash at Pompeii.
Yeah.
Drusilla, that's Hillary Clinton's witch name.
Witch name, yeah, I was just going to say.
Yep.
It's a small world, isn't it?
Biden secretly orders U.S. troops to Somalia. Hey, folks, come on. We've got 10 minutes, and we are still 24 short. 10 minutes. Come on. Don't let us down. We got to do it. 10 minutes. We need to hear from you. 888-281-1110.
Right. We do not want to have to lose stations. Way back when, we told you, Pastor Ernie took a big prayerful gamble. We went on a lot of large stations, and they gave a reduced rate to start. And normally it takes 1 to 3 years to get a station to be self-supporting the way we do it.
Right, Joe. We have to raise that $66,000. I mean, we have to raise the minimum of that to stay on all the stations. And we've come very close to after going off. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. Folks, now, if one day you turn us on and we're not there, it's not because we didn't want to be. We tried. 888-281-1110. Joe Biden secretly orders several hundred U.S. ground forces back to Somalia earlier this month. The New York Times reported Monday, Biden's order reverses the pullout of U.S. forces ordered by President Trump in December 2020. You know, they're bringing all those, he's bringing all those Somalians here.
And that's, they're coming into Columbus, Ohio.
Yeah, they own the city.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, U.S. forces, and they're highly involved in drug and human
Correct.
Trafficking.
Correct.
U.S. forces have been involved in a war-torn Somalia for four decades. Now, starting in the 1990s with a humanitarian mission under President George H.W. Bush, which led to the infamous Black Hawk Down battle in Mogadishu under President Bill Clinton in 1993, that killed 18 GIs and wounded dozens more. President Biden expects to order authorizing the military once again to deploy hundreds of special operation forces inside Somalia, largely reversing a decision by President Trump to withdraw nearly all the 700 ground forces who have been stationed there. You know, I mean, this guy is just, he'll just do whatever he can try to undo. Look, under President Trump, folks, you remember under President Trump, we had, well, the Bible says when a righteous rule, the people rejoice. We had low gas prices. Mm-hmm. When Trump was in office, I was paying $2.80 a gallon for gas.
And in some cases, lower than that.
Yeah. At 280, now it's what? It's almost $5 a gallon, I guess.
Correct.
Okay. The Joe, you were talking about you're not getting any more for cattle, but I can tell you one thing. You go into the grocery stores, they're sure getting a lot more for steak.
Yep.
And
the ranchers that raise the beef, when they start selling off their herds and go out of business, and we have a meat shortage, don't blame the farmer, don't blame the rancher, blame the government, because they're the ones that are going to cause the food shortage, and it's going to be a meat shortage also.
All right, Deacon John pledges 100. Connie from Florida pledges 100. So that puts us down to 22. We need 2,200. 2,200 left. That's what we need. So come on, folks. Don't let us down. We've only got about 8 minutes.
Yeah.
Left.
I've got one more big story we've got to tell. Bob Unruh is writing for World News Daily. He's talking about military wokeness is going to get people killed, according to several senators. Tom Carton was a Ranger qualified infantry veteran, and he was speaking with Elaine Donnelly there for the Center for Military Readiness. What they've been doing is lowering the standards because they wanted this gender-neutral standards in the Army, but it hasn't been working well. So they started lowering, like soldiers used to have to do 35 push-ups. Now they only have to do 10. And there were some other things they had to do, and they cut them in half and changed them because they have the women and the cross-dressers and everybody, like they have the new 2.0, we call it. They had a optional 2.5-mile walk instead of the 2-mile run. So instead of having to run 2 miles, this is just for an average soldier, they have to do a 2.5-mile walk. So they've been slowly changing. Now they are working on a 4.0 version where the Army will accept different levels of performance for men and women, and because they have to have their diversity and inclusion mandates and are encouraging very minimal standards in the military readiness in the United States.
You know what else they're doing, Joe? They're cutting down
toilet.
They're cutting down the amount of ships we have in our Navy. They're decreasing.
chips.
And Joe Obama is using up all of our ammunition over there in the Ukraine. He's sending all of our bullets over there, Ukraine. He's there. You know, look, what's going to happen? People ask me, what do you think would happen if we come face to face with a conflict with China? I don't. You know, here's what I actually think would happen. I think Austin and Miley would say, look, we cannot win a war. We cannot win this militarily. We need to just surrender. I mean, that's their goal, to weaken us to the point where they say, look, the only thing we can do is surrender. And that's where they're heading.
Well, I know one thing. We've, over the years, they've done different war games and studies. If we went to war with China, make a long story short, folks, we lose. We cannot win a war right now. If we were to have to fight China and Russia, our military is sadly not up to the task.
Yeah, but they know about critical race theory, don't they?
Yeah. We would score well on
transgenderism,
not on combat readiness.
Transgenderism, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I was astounded. The new press secretary that Biden has, she is the first LGBTQQIP2SAA person in their administration.
Wow, whatever that means.
Exactly.
It means she's a heathen on her way to the lake of fire, unless she repent. That's what it means.
Pretty much.
And like the entire Democratic Communist Party. All right, we have Steve from Ohio Pledge 40, Phil and Michelle from Florida Pledge 30. And so we only have 3 minutes left. We got to do something here. 3 minutes left. Let me see. What do we have? Okay. All right. So now we're down to 2,000. Okay. Doers of the Word Church is going to pledge 1,000. Doers of the Word Church will pledge 1,000. And we're looking for someone to match that. We're looking for one of you out there to match that. Maybe another church. Whoever out there to match that 1,000, I'm not going to just sit here and not do it. We have to. We're fighting with everything we have.
God,
we are. Our country.
You out there with professional practices or the ability to run a large business, different companies, and we reach a lot of people politically too. So, excuse me. We can we do a lot of promoting conservative candidates. So if you donate to, you want to help get conservatives elected, this ministry is one good way to do it.
And what I'd like to say to the viewers is, and leave on a positive note, that the frontline American doctors are in the process of setting up clinics. And there will be also from the COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, Dr. McCullough's group, they're also looking at setting up a parallel healthcare system that will work for us, not against us. If you're looking for a physician, you can find a doctor's directory at exstnc.com. That's exstnc.com. Or if you go to COVID-19criticalcare.com, you will find it listed out by country, by state, and by city. And then if you have any further questions, you can call me directly at 440-478-4073. Elaine Conley.
All righty, folks.
What was that website again, Elaine?
It's exstnc.com.
Exstnc.com.
Correct.
Maureen from Springfield pledges 200. David from New York pledges 100. Victoria from Georgia pledges 200. And Rosetta from Michigan pledges 150. So that means we need $350. $350. We need one pledge to make our goal. $350. Can we hear? Can somebody out there pledge $350? That's what we need. All right. Well, now we just have Ann from Michigan pledge $300. Okay.
Wow, $50, and we...
David from Maplewood pledges 150. We just went over our goal. Praise the good Lord.
Hallelujah.
And Sue from Michigan pledges 25.
Oh,
thank you,
so
Sue.
I've
Joe,
got something that's almost funny.
Oh, you don't have time for that because you've got about 5 minutes. 4 minutes. Okay, you got 4 minutes to give the invitation. You got to get after it.
I will. We have the assurance from our Lord of salvation. And in the Old Testament, even in Isaiah 43, verse 25, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake and will not remember thy sins. Sin is what has separated man from God. And it was because God gave us this free will that we sin. We sin because in the flesh we have this free will, and that free will make choices and has made all of us sin and fall short of the glory of God. And yet, you cannot be in the presence of the Holy Father if you're a sinner. Conundrum. So God said he would send his only begotten Son to the end that all that believe in him should not perish but have, what? Everlasting life. And that process is called being born again, being born in the Spirit. And to be born in the Spirit, you then are, your sins are forgiven, and you can be blessed. What you have to do is call upon the Father, and with a truly repentant heart, confess the fact that you're a sinner, a horrible sinner, and that you need a Savior. You need a Savior. And that as he forgives your sins, you ask his Son, you want Jesus to become what? Lord of your life. Lord of all of your life, without hesitation, without reservation. And it's something that you do willingly, accept Jesus Christ as Lord. And then you can ask for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that is your down payment on eternal life. And that indwelling of the Holy Spirit is your being born again. You are born of the Spirit, a new spiritual man, a new or woman, a new creation, Scripture says, a new creature, a child of the kingdom. And you become then a true son or daughter of the living God. And you will have the guarantee of everlasting life. And Jesus said that once you're saved, that no one can take you out. You know, there's no power that can rescue you from that salvation, can take you away from salvation. It's the most important decision that a person can ever make. And the world will, you know, people say, well, you know, yeah, it's important, but I'll do it later. Well, Pastor Andy and I have seen a lot of people who died unexpectedly, weren't planning on it. And they were people sometimes that sat in church pews, sometimes 20, 30 years, and never...
They ran out of tomorrows tonight, and we're out of time for tonight, too. You don't want to run out of tomorrows tonight, folks. People right. will do that all over the world. So we are at that time where we get to every night when we say good night. Go ahead, say good night, little Lisa. She likes that. Good night. God bless.
God bless.
And always, always.
Always, always.
Keep fighting the fight.
Fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left. Hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.